Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe on this Wednesday afternoon, where today's date, 12-12-12. We're inside the visitor's locker room, where later on, number 12, Tom Brady will be conducting his weekly press conference. Let's get to some transactions that happened Tuesday night. It feels like, well, it was this time last week. We were talking about Dante Stallworth being signed with the Patriots. He's now been put on IR. The Patriots released Fasante Shenko. What does this mean for Deion Branch? I have a feeling we'll be seeing him soon.
I would certainly be surprised if Deion Branch were not around later on today. I mean, all signs point to Deion Branch coming back. He did have an injury when they cut him about a month ago. You got to figure he's ready to come back. His locker has been intact in the locker room for a while. I think we're going to see Branch. As far as Stallworth, it's too bad. He really, what a great story it was on Monday night when he had that 63-yard touchdown. It'll turn out to be his only catch, his only touchdown of the season, in a very surprising move. I don't know if anyone realized at the time that he was dealing with an injury. And also Fasante Shenko being cut. I think it's a combination of, well, he hasn't really panned out, hasn't been what maybe they hoped he'd be.
Right.
And Aaron Hernandez is healthy. There's some optimism, I think, on Rob Gronkowski. So, you know, we'll see where they go with this. But officially, they do have two roster spots open as of right now, Wednesday morning.
Well, while we're talking about injuries, it was good to see Logan Mankins and Chandler Jones back on the football field on Monday night. But maybe somebody else new added to the injury report, Aqib Talib, who suffered an injury in Monday night's game.
Yep, he's certainly a guy we'll be looking for at practice later on Wednesday. But you're right, Mankins and Jones both coming back. Jones sort of eased in. He wasn't playing every snap. But Logan Mankins end-to-end. And while it wasn't a perfect performance by the Patriots offensive line, they handled J.J. Watt pretty well. Tom Brady did get hit quite a bit, but I think just getting Logan Mankins back and getting that full offensive line back and healthy is important. We'll see with Talib. Also, Alphonso Dennard went out with an injury. I think with Talib, if they're missing him, it's not that he's been having a great performance since he came to the Patriots, but with him, they've been able to define roles pretty well in the secondary. So that would be a hit if he misses any time, but we'll have to monitor it. Short week, obviously, doesn't help with some of these guys who are hurt.
Right. Well, we know the Patriots have turned the page, and I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but this time last week, we were talking about a big matchup preparing for the Texans. Another big matchup this week on Sunday against the 49ers.
Yeah, a team they obviously haven't seen too much of. Only see them once every 4 years. But this is another really good, well-rounded team. The big difference, I think, with them versus with the Texans is the intrigue at quarterback. And they made the big move with sitting Alex Smith. He was hurt initially, but he's been on the bench, and Colin Kaepernick is there. And he's a very interesting, different quarterback than what the Patriots have seen. But a good running game they have, a great defense. I mean, between Aldon Smith, Patrick Willis, Navarro Bowman, this is a really well-rounded, physical, tough defense. I think we're going to see a different type of defense than what the Patriots saw with the Texans. I bet San Francisco comes ready to play more than the Texans appeared to be. So a very interesting week, and we haven't even started with Randy Moss. I mean, talk about intrigue. Randy Moss is going to be back right here in this visitor's locker room on Sunday night. That's sure to be an interesting subject.
Well, speaking of well-rounded, the Texans certainly were on offense, and we saw what the Patriots defense did with that. So we'll have to see what happens on Sunday night.
Great matchup coming up. Absolutely. And the 12-12-12. I mean, we're going to have fun with that.
We're going to have so much fun with that. It's going to be a good
day. I was hoping that number 12, Tom Brady, would come and have his press conference at 12-12. But alas, we have to settle.
That lucky.
We have to settle for 11:45.
All right. Well, that'll do. We'll see. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.